Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. First, I want to say amen to John Sapper for his comment regarding Betty Chin. No matter where one stands on the issue, Betty is an angel. I ran into Frank Jaeger at the hardware store the other day and told him I had written him a letter. He said, I hope it was a good one. I said it was, and for him to keep on with his prayer breakfast. This is not an official city function, as far as I know, so I don't believe there is a conflict. At any rate, I've seen figures that say about 1% of us are true atheists. Even if it's more, why should we have to conform to their beliefs? If you don't like it, don't go. Or wait in the hall till the offending part to you is over. If it was a religious service, that would be different. Now, I don't want to get too far into this gun control business. All of a sudden, we have people from all sides pitching their ideas into the arena. I saw a picture in the paper depicting a woman holding a sign that said, "The NRA kills children." I belonged to the NRA several years ago and don't necessarily agree with everything they push or support. But do they kill children? Nothing could be further from the truth. The NRA is an organization that promotes gun safety and the responsible use of guns of all types, whether they be hunting guns, target or skeet shooting weapons, or just collectible guns. The NRA has taught safe gun handling to millions of men, women, and children over the years of its existence. Fully automatic weapons are already illegal, and in California, at least 5 cartridges are all you can legally have in a deer rifle and 3 shells in a shotgun. I personally see no need for assault-style weapons, but neither do I need a $150,000 car like some folks have. An experienced hunter or shooter can fire off 3 to 5 rounds out of a pump or lever-action weapon just as fast as a semi-auto. The tragedy in Connecticut was indescribable, as were the Colorado shootings. However, when one takes the number of weapons available with the number of people there are, like a dozen people getting sick off of fast food hamburgers, compared to the number who could get sick, it's a small percentage. Now, by no means do I mean to take away the grief and shock and horribility of the shootings. I fully agree with background checks and the thorough follow-up on them. I do not agree with registering everyone's weapons and the bureaucratic mess that it would arise from it. I was giving the Times Standard a lot of grief over the coverage of Eureka athletes. Well, with my grandson, Nate Madsen, they came through royally. Well, I listened to Ron Pierre's comment about shoplifters and their children. Next comment, I'll tell you a similar story. Those of you who are familiar with the Eureka Chamber Music Series will know this first Friday in March they will be hosting Tian Ying, a fantastic pianist. Tian was here the first year of the ECMS's existence and has only gotten better. That's Friday, March 1st, Calvary Lutheran Church, South and Prospect Streets, across from Alice Burney School, 7:30 p.m. Be there. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.